Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Kiddushin Daf Nun Amud Bet, picking up at Mishnah Zion, which is going to take us to the very meaty sugya of Kiddushin Sheinan Mesurin Lebiyah, which we'll deal with forthwith. Hamakadesh Yishav Vital Yishav Yachotah Kiachat. And right now our assumption is that a man gives the proper amount, two prutot to two women, but they are related in such a way that marrying both of them is asur. A man, a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, ain't on mekudashot, the gidushin are invalid. And now we hear a story. There were five women, among whom were two sisters to each other. A man collected a basket of figs, which we would assume now is worth more than five prutot. V'shel ayin ayta, parenthetically it belonged to them. V'shel shvi'it ayta, was also during Shemitah. V'yamar harei kolchem mekudashot li v'kalkala zu. And he said, all of you are mekudashot to me, at least that's the way we're reading it right now, with this basket. V'kibla achat min al yekul, and one of them accepted it for all of them. V'yamru chachavim ein achayot mekudashot. Only the three that are not sisters are mekudashot. But neither of the sisters are mekudashot, which will lead us to our discussion in about 10 minutes. Now, minahani mili, how do we know that this doesn't work? That being mekadesh two sisters simultaneously, there's no kiddushin whatsoever. Amaram rechamad amakra, isha l'achotah lo tikach litzror. The isur of achot isha is called litzror. So we learn the whole din of tsarot at the beginning of Yevamot. You may not take a man and his sister. HaTorah Amra B'Sha'ash Nasu Tzarot Zulazu, at a point where they become co-wives, Lo Yehelu Lo L'Kuchim Afilu B'Achat Mihem. Then you have no Kiddushin, Lo Tikach, the Kiddushin are invalid with either one of them. Now that can only happen simultaneously, obviously. Now Amar Le Rava, so Rava challenges this, and why Rava is challenging and later defending this position, as we'll see, will be something the Gemara will ask and then answer before moving ahead. Yihachi Hanu Dichtiv Nichutu HaNefashot Asot Mikarev Amam. At the end of the Parsha of Arayot, it says anybody who does vala violates any of these Arayot is Chayav Karet. But think about this. If a man gives Kiddushin to two sisters at once and neither of them is valid, then later on when he does have Bia with one of them, he's not having Bia with Achot Ishto. He's having Bia with a single woman. So why would there be Karet? Kiddushin lo tafsiba Karet mi mechayiv. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says as follows, Krab is Acharzet. The Pasuk is talking about one after another, meaning marrying a woman and then her daughter, marrying a woman and then her mother, marrying a woman and then her sister. Umatnitin Kerdu Rabba, but our case in the Mishnah about simultaneous marriage is based on the reasoning of Rabba, Da Amar Rabba kol she'enu b'zeh Acharzet, afilu b'vat achateinu. Anything that cannot work when done in sequence, if it's done simultaneously, it doesn't work either. In other words, anything which in sequence is no good, meaning A is fine, but when you do B after A, B is invalid. If you do A and B simultaneously, neither one of them holds. That's Rabba's theory. Now, let's see it. So therefore, since if you marry a girl, that's fine. You marry her sister, that's invalid. Therefore, if you marry the two of them simultaneously, neither is valid. Nagufa Amar Rabba, kol she'enu b'zeh Acharzet afilu b'vat achateinu. Etevei Abaye, Abaye challenged this and said, Hamarba maaser. Let's say you give too much maaser. You give 1/5 instead of 1/10. Perotam metukanim. So you've separated maaser properly, and the other 4/5 are good. Umasot mekulkalin. But the maaser itself is fouled up, because what you have is maaser and tevel together. Half of what you're giving is maaser. The other half is tevel. So that has to be fixed separately. Vamai. Why is that the case? Neima kol sheino bezachar zafilu batachateino. Why don't we say this theory of Rabba, that anything if done in sequence, then done simultaneously in sequence would be invalid, meaning the second step would be nothing. Therefore, if you do it simultaneously, it should be nothing. Meaning, if you took 1/10 and then you took another 1/10, the second 1/10 would be nothing. So why don't we just say when you took 1/5, it's all nothing, and you haven't fixed anything, and you don't have maser and tevel mixed together. Amarle, so Rava answered him, Shani maser di'ite l'chatzoi, maser can be given in halves, meaning you could take half a stalk and make it maser. He says half of this wheat is called hektesh kitcha, right? Which means, therefore, we can look at the fifth that he gave and say one half of it is maser and one half of it is not. And since we don't, it's not clear which is which, therefore the whole thing is a mess. Ah, but that will not work in the following. Very maser behema, the tithing of the animals, the lake of the chatzoin, the lake of bazar chazeh. There you have no consideration of chatzoin, because you can't be makdish half an animal. And second of all, there is no sequential hektesh doesn't work. You can't say this is the 10th, and the next one you call number 11 and say, I want that to be hektish also. That's just nothing. The 10th is hektish, the 11th is not. If two of them came out after number 9, two of them crossed together, and you call them both 10th, what you have is 10th and 11th mixed together, they're both hektish. So you see that even though when done in sequence, it's invalid, when done simultaneously, it is valid. The answer is Shani Masibet. Well, valid to the extent that we're concerned that maybe that each one of them is sort of Maser Behema. We don't say it's nothing. The answer is Shani Maser Behema de Ite Betod. Maser Behema is unique in that even if you made an error in your marking of number 10, it's still valid. It's none, the Mishnah says, in Maserot Karalach Lachi Asiriu Asiri Chi. If they came out and you called number 9, 10, or number 10, 9, and number 11, 10, shloshtan mekudashin. Of course, it only goes that far. It doesn't go far as 8 or 12. Then all three of them are hektish. So you see that here there's a unique situation where even if called errantly, it would be valid. So therefore, if you called two of them number 10, because they came out together, it would be valid. Harei toda, what about lachme toda, the loaves that go along with the korban toda, where there is no room for mistake. If you're makdish something by mistake, it's nothing. And second of all, you can't be makdish half. If you're makdish the whole unit, and there's 40 loaves, you have to be makdish. Delayte betot, velayte nambazachar, as I just said. Ve'itwan, we said, todash nishchatal shvonim lachalot. Let's say you were shochet, you slaughtered the todah, not with 40 loaves, but 80 loaves associated with it. Chezkiah amar, kadshil arbay mitoch shvonim. Chezkiah says, 40 out of the 80 are hektish. Which means that even though if you did 40, and then 40, the second 40 would be nothing, if you did 80 together, 40 of them are hektish. Challenging Rabbah. Rabbi Yochanan amar, lo kad shel arba'im mitoch shmonim. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and says that none of them are hektish. So it sounds like, at least according to Chezkiah, we got a challenge to Rabbah. The answer is, lav itmar, lav Rabbi Shuman Levi. Rabbi Shuman Levi explained that Mishnah, saying, hakol modim, or at least machlok at Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, explained as follows. Hakol modim, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan agree, kol heichad amar kad shel arba'im mitoch shmonim. If you ever said 40 out of 80 are hektish, then kadshi, then it works. Lo yikad shuar by melim kain kadshi shmonim, but if you say, I only want 40 to work if all 80 work, then lo kadshi, then it's nothing. Because if you said 40 out of 80, what you're trying to say is the best 40. If you say 40 will only work if 80 try work, you're trying to redesign the korban, that doesn't work. So lo nechal ku al v'stam, the machloket was how to assess an unspecified statement. Hamar sav alachrayut kamachaven. Rechizkiah says, when you say, I'm makdish all these 80, what you really mean to say is the best 40, and you're trying to cover yourself. If one of them isn't good, there's something else to back it up. Marsava le korban gadol kamachavin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're trying to give a bigger korban than is necessary or called for is appropriate. Okay. All of this is fine. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, why is Rava defending this position? After all, Rava, lamalei de shnoi karaba, why does he have to defend Rava? After all, tepukle kiddushin shem mesurin labia ninu. As we're about to see, Rava is of the position that any kiddushin she'inan mesurin labia, which I'll explain in a minute, are invalid. And therefore, that's his reason for the invalidity of the two sisters in the Mishnah, the lack of applicable kiddushin. The answer is ledvarav de Rabban Bar Chama kamar. Rava was not stating his own position. He was simply saying, Rabban Bar Chama, who sees the source of our Mishnah as grounded in the pasuk about Isha Elachota, is defending because it's built upon Rabba's position about Zechar Zeh and Bevatachat. So he's defending why Zechar Zeh and Bevatachat is a sturdy position and can withstand the challenges from Maaser, Maaser Behema, and Lachmitoda. All right, now let's see the issue itself. Itmar, Kiddushin Shein Mesurin Labia. What's the status of Kiddushin Shein Mesurin Labia, which means when you're Mekadesh, several women, or you're Mekadesh a woman, and it's unclear which of several women she is, and as a result of that confusion, you couldn't have Bia with any of them, because they're related in such a way, like two sisters, or several sisters, or a mother and a daughter, and you're only Mekadesh one of them, but it's unclear which, and therefore you couldn't have Kiddushin. Question is, you couldn't have Bia, therefore, question is, are the Kiddushin valid or not? Abaya amar hava kiddushin, Rav amar lo hava kiddushin. Abaya says the Kiddushin are valid, you need a get, and Rava says there's no Kiddushin at all. Amar Rava. So Rava then tries to support his position of why the Kiddushin are valid. Barahina Asparelli explained it as follows. Kikach, the Kiddushin are invalid. Kikach ishisha uviala. The pasuk says, if a man takes a woman ubeala, meaning kiddushin on a certain libya, but kiddushin are conditioned upon them being viable for bia. Kiddushin shen misurin lebiya lo have a kiddushin, but if it's kiddushin that cannot be consummated with bia because of the safek involved, therefore the kiddushin are nothing and there's no need for a get. Now, let's see if that holds up. Tanan, let's start with our Mishnah. Hamekadesh isha uvita uisha vachuta keachat enan mekudashot. Here we're talking about being mekadesh both of them together. That doesn't work. What's the implication? Ha'achat misha uvita, if you're mekadesh, a mother and her daughter, one of them, but it's unclear which one, misha vachuta, you're mekadesh one sister, but you don't know which sister it is, meaning that's kedushin shen mesur in labia, mekudeshet. Then it sounds like it's valid, because otherwise the Mishnah would not have to pick the more extreme case of being Mekadosh both of them. V'yamai, Kiddushin Shem Nesur and Lebiyaninu. So Tiyufta to Rava, Rava's been disproved. So Amalach Rava, here's how Rava would answer it. V'litamech, Ema Seifa. So look at the second half, the story with the basket of figs. Ma'asa b'chamish nashim hen shtei achayit uv'liket, achad kalkal shteinim v'shalan, aitav v'shal shvita aitav, v'amar hori kulchem mekudashot l'bekalkal azu, v'yamru chacham en hachayot mekudashot. Now that's the story. It's only the sisters that aren't mekudashot. Hanochriot mekudashot. The other three are. Hey chidami. So what's the case? Ilem adamar kulchem. If the guy said kulchem, so then kni ad v'chamorhu. That's like making a kinyan where part of the kinyan is impossible. You're mocking something to somebody and along that to an ubar. So since part of the kinyan can't work, the whole kinyan falls apart. Since kulchem can't work, the whole thing should fall apart. So he said, El alav de amar lehu achat mikem. It must be that he gave the basket. He said, one of you is mekudashot to me, and unclear which one. Uktani en achayot mekudashot. So Rava has now great support from the story, because the two sisters aren't, neither of the sisters are mekudashot to him, because that's kedushin shem misur and lebiya, because he was not mekadesh five women. According to this, he was mekadesh one woman. So now, the Rava Kashereisha, and so Rava now has the problem with the Reisha, which implies that one woman like that would be a valid Kiddushin. And Labaye Kasha Seif, Abaye has the difficulty from the story. So Abaye Matarits the Tameh, Rava Matarits the Tameh. Each of them can explain the entire Mishnah according to their own reasoning. Let's start with Abaye. Abaye says, Kiddushin Shen Nisrin Labia Havu Kiddushin. First of all, the Reisha is fine. And it says, Mekadesh Isha Uvita Isha V'Achuta Kachat Ena Mekudashot Ta'achat Me'Isha Uvita Me'Isha V'Achuta Mekudashet. So if you give Kiddushin to both of them, it's invalid. But one of them, out of the two, is valid, even though it's unclear which one. You have to give a get, obviously. V'ima Mar Haru'uya L'Biya Titkadesh Li. But if, on the other hand, you looked at these two women and said, whichever one is Ra'uy L'Biya is Mekadesh Li, then Ena Mekudashet. Then he agrees that neither one of them is Mekudashet, because neither one of them is actually Ra'uy L'Biya because of the suffix and the way he formulated it. And he said, and the story supports that because we skipped, of course, the issue of who owns it in Shvit, because it's not relevant to us right now. He gave the five girls the basket and says, whichever one is ra'ui to me is mitkadesh to me. Good, so the sisters aren't, because you can't have bia with the sisters because of the problem of the safek. Okay, that's Abaye's explanation of the Mishnah. V'Rava Metaritz L'Tameh. Rava puts a spin both on the Reisha and Seifa. He has to explain the Reisha. Mekadesh Achat Misha Uvita Achat Misha V'Achuta. He says that the Mishnah is not talking about being Mekadesh both. If you're Mekadesh one of the couple, or one of the pair, it's no good. Na'asa Kemisha Kidesh Isha Uvita Isha V'Achuta Ki Achat V'Na Mekudashot. It's as if you're Mekadesh the both of them together, and it's nothing. Says the story was, even though the story originally supported Rava, he reads the story differently. He says a story about a group of five women, including two sisters, and a guy took a basket, and he said, all of you, meaning all three of you plus one of the sisters, are mekudashot to me. And I'm a chacham menachoyed mekudashot. And the chacham said, neither of the sisters is up for kiddushin. Because kiddushin shen mesur in the bia, lo have a kiddushin. So Rava explains it. Now we're going to see several challenges all to Rava. Toshma. Mekadesh bito stam. A fellow is Mekadesh's daughter, and he's got a few daughters. Doesn't specify which. Ena bogrot bichlal. The older daughters, above the age of their independence, are not included in the consideration. They are still free. There's no concern that they may have been the one. Haktanot Bichlal. The implication is all the younger daughters are Bichlal. This is a classic case of Kiddushin Shen Misur Labia because it means one of several sisters is Mekudashot to the guy. We don't know which one, therefore it should be nothing. V'tiyuv to the Rava. V'amai Kiddushin Shen Misur Labia Ninu. V'tiyuv to the Rava. So the Rava will say, Hachmayaskina and Kashayin Shamelik Dolag Tana. We're talking about a case where there's only one older sister, one younger sister, and now we're saying is the only possibility is it's the younger sister. Habogrot Nin Katani, but it doesn't say Bogeret, it says Bogrot, meaning older sisters. The answer is my Bogrot, Bogrot to Alma. It just means no other women, older women, are up for consideration here. So a weak answer. Ihachi Maila Memra. So if that's the case, then it's obvious, since there's an older sister and a younger sister, and the father is Mekabel Kiddushin, obviously it's Mekabel Kiddushin for the younger daughter, and she's the only one who could be Mekudeshet. Achmayaskina and Deshavite Shliach. We're talking about a case where the man, the father made a shaliach. She made him a shaliach. I might think that when a person, is Mekabel Kiddushin, he's gonna be Mekabel Kiddushin for her. Kamash Malan, that what? The older daughter made the father shaliach. Nonetheless, when the father accepted Kiddushin, he was not going to walk away from the possibility of personal revenue because Kiddushin Ketana go to him and accept Kiddushin for his older daughter. So, Miloskin and Damrele Kiddushin Didach. Maybe we're talking about a case where the older daughter said to him, you can keep the Kiddushin. So, Filoach lo Shavik Inish Mitzvah the Ram Yale, Vavi Mitzvah the Ram Yale. A person's not going to avoid a mitzvah that he has to do in order to do something that's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for him to take care of his younger daughters, older daughters on her own. So therefore, we now make the assumption that the only girl or girls that are up for possibility in Kiddushin here are the ones that are underage. And Rava says the case where there's only one underage girl, and therefore there's no problem of Kiddushin, She'enon Mesurin, Labia. Toshma, Mishish L'shtei Chitei Banot M'shtei Nashim. A man has two wives and two sets of daughters. I mean, for right now, we'll say an older wife, a younger wife, and two older daughters and two daughters from each. Rakidash should be Tiag Dolan. A man says, I was Makadesh, my older daughter. I don't know if it's the elder of the older group, Vim Gdolash Biktanot, or the elder of the younger group, Im Ktanash Biktolot, or the younger of the elder group, Shikdolam Nagdolash Biktanot, that herself is older than the older of the younger group. In other words, there's four possible girls here, and he says, I don't know which of the three possible ones you could call older I meant. Kulana Surot Chutz Miktanash Biktanot, the only one who doesn't need a get, and the only one who isn't tied down in any way is the very youngest, Ivra Meir. So you see that Kiddushin Shemesur and Labia have a Kiddushin. Now this is a case where originally we knew who they were, so the Kiddushin were valid. Then he got mixed up and forgot which one it was. Dekanami diktani eni odea veloktani ein yadua. And we can be medayek that that's really what it means, because it says, the fellow says, I don't know. Not, it's not known. It was known, but now I don't know. Shmamina. All right. If that's the case, then it should be obvious that they're all osir. So the answer is Lafukim Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi have a long machloket about people's expressions. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Lomachit Inish Nafsi L'Sveika. A person will never make a statement that could be understood several ways and create a suffix. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the only one that's up is the eldest. Because when he said oldest, he meant the eldest of all. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, says, Machit Inish Nafsi L'Sveika. People are not that careful with what they say. And therefore, he may have indeed said something that could, that was equivocal, and that could have interpreted several ways, and he might have meant not the very oldest daughter. Right? So therefore, Kamash Malan, Demachit Inish Nafsi L'Sveika, and then therefore we have to take into account all of the younger daughters. So Toshma, Misha Kidesh Achat Mishte Achayot. A man gave Kiddushin to one of two sisters, exactly the thing we're discussing. Ve'eno Yodea Izu Kiddush. He doesn't know which one. No ten get lazu, get lazu. Yes, they would get to each one. A challenge to Rava. The answer is Achamayaskin and Chukarala Sofni Darvu. This is again a case where originally we knew which one it was, and then we got mixed up. We have the same diuk where it said Eino Yodea. The guy says, I don't know. As if it was known, but I don't know anymore. Again, what's the chidush? If a man is Mekadesh, one of two women, and he knew at the time who it was, and then it's unclear, certainly they both need a get if they're sisters. The answer is that it was only needed for the Seifa, which is about Yibum. Mate, this guy who was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, and does not know which one it is, dies. Of course, no kids. V'lo achachad, he has one brother. Choleitz l'shtehen, that brother has to give chalitz to both girls. Hayulo shtam, if he has two brothers, echad choleitz v'chad miyabem, one gives chalitza, the next one can do yibum. Why? Think about it. If the second one was really the sister, then the first one, the chalitza, was really nothing, and now he's doing proper yibum. If the first one is the sister, then it is chalitza, and this girl's just a nochriya. She's not related at all to this guy, and it's perfectly fine for him to be miyabim, really, to marry her. But if the two brothers married both of the girls, then we're not motzi, because either one will say the other one is really the problem. Now, dafka michlatz v'ad yivumi, but the recommended direct sequence is first chalitza, then yibum, aval yivumi v'ad michlatz lo, but you can't first do yibum and have the other guy give chalitza, why de kapaga b'achot zekukato? Because after all, if you do yibum first, and she's really the outside girl, then what you're doing is you're marrying the sister of your zekuka, because you have a zika to the first, the one you're going to give chalitza to in the end. And since we don't know, we have to play it safe. All right? So in other words, that Mishnah was not there to teach about the Kiddushin, but rather about the Yibum. And we'll have the same thing right now. Toshma, Shnaim Shekidshu Shtei Achayot. Two guys gave Kiddushin, two guys unrelated to each other, gave Kiddushin to two sisters. Zeinu Yodea Yizu Kiddush, Zeinu Yodea Yizu Kiddush. And again, they don't know which one they gave to. Zenoten Shnei Gittin, Zenoten Shnei Gittin. Again, each one has to give two Gittin. Again, Hachinamik Shukar Ulu Asofnit Arvu. Again, this is a case where originally they knew who they gave Kiddushin to, and then they got mixed up. Tekaramik Tani Eino Yodea, Venok Tani Eino Yodua. The same Diuk, it says Eino Yodea, not Eino Yodua. Shvamina. So Yachin Madlamemer, then again it's a no-brainer. And again, Sefer Tzurichalei was there only because to set up the case for Yibum. Meitu l'ze'ach u'l'ze'ach. If this, one of these guys died, who married to one of two different sisters, we don't know which, and he has, and each one has a brother. Zecholeitz l'shtehen v'zecholeitz l'shtehen. So each brother has to give chalitza to both. If one of the fellows has one brother and the other has two brothers, the one who has one brother, that guy has to give chalitza to both. The guy who has two brothers, just like we had before, give chalitza. And now, if the other girl is really the proper wife of his dead brother, then he does yibum. If she's not, then she's a nochriya and he can marry her. And again, if they went ahead and married both of them, those two married both of them, then we don't force a divorce. Again, because of suffix. So, dafka michlatz v'hada yivume. We have to do first chalitza, then yibum. Yivum v'hada michlatz lo. You can't do yivum first. Why? The kapaga b'yivama l'shuk. Because then you'll be violating the possibility of yivama now marrying an outside guy. Because this brother may not at all be the brother of her husband. This brother may be the brother of another guy who was married to her sister. And therefore, she is really a Yavama. Therefore, first you need to do Chalitza, and either the Chalitza is done on the proper woman, and these are two outsiders marrying each other, or else the Chalitza is done on an outsider, which is meaningless, and now this is proper Yibum. Alright, Toshman, Tani Tavyume, L'zeh Chamisha Banim, L'zeh Chamesh Banot, it should be a father of five sons and a father of five daughters. He says, one of my sons is Mekudesh, one of your daughters is Mekudesh to one of my sons, and he gives him some money. Each one of the girls needs five gittin. And if one of the sons dies, each one of them needs four gittin from the other four brothers, and needs chalitza from one of them in case she was married to the guy who died. Each one of them kind of been. If you're going to give the same answer to defend Rava, this is a case where originally we knew who was who. Read the case. The case was where a father of five said to a father of five, one of my sons is Mekudesh to one of your daughters. And they never specified whom. And so it was not a case where they once knew and they forgot. The answer is Tiyufta to Rava, Tiyufta. Rava has been disproved finally, ultimately. And therefore, it's clear that when there are five sisters that are given Kiddushin by one of the brothers, we don't know which one it is, we don't say that this Kiddushin Shem Nesur Labia, and therefore it's nothing, but rather the Kiddushin are valid and they need five Gittin. And Hilchotak Avotei D'Abaye B'Ya'al Kagam. This is the Kuf case of the famous six cases, Ya'al Kagam, in which we rule like Abaye over Rava. Yod is, of course, Yehu Shalomidat. Ayin is Edim Zomim, Lamafreya. Lamed is Lachi. Kuf is Kiddushin. Gimel is Gilui Daita Begita. And Mem is Mumar L'Tiyavon. Okay, we will pause at this point and pick up with the story of the five women and the issue of Shemitah and the issue of the Kalkala Shalahan, etc. All of the tangential issues in that story that don't directly have to do with Kiddushin. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day.